Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Friday morning. And we have room for you at 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was listening to you when you were talking about the monkeys. And I was a big fan of them, guys. I was. Mm-hmm. My friend barely remembers them, but he does. I have some interesting things about them to tell you that I looked them up not long ago when somebody mentioned the monkeys on your show. I don't remember what day or when it was, but I remember that. And I looked up some things and I remembered them and a couple of things I forgot, so I re-looked it up just now. Did you know that Peter Tork, well, you probably know everything about them now. Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz were the only two that were in every single episode of that show. Without missing one.
Oh, no, I don't think I know that.
Yeah, Davy Jones missed only one episode because he went to his sister's wedding, which I guess was worth it, you know, to her wedding. And Michael Nesmith missed a few episodes because once he went on a family trip, the second time he had a bad case of tonsillectomy, I think. And the last one was the birth of his son. So three times he wasn't in episodes. What else? 1960, this was interesting. That I was surprised by it because, like, who would do that? But in 1967, Davy Jones, right after he applied for an immigration visa, you know, because he was from England, he got drafted into the army. And he so didn't want to go that you know what he did. And you know he's a small guy. He's a little guy, right? He decided that he was going to fast, and he didn't eat. And he got so skinny that they found him underweight, and he didn't have to go.
Hmm. Well, I mean, he definitely was skinny.
He was a little guy.
Did you know that Davy Jones? Do you know, how should I put this? Do you know what significant day he was on American television before he was on the monkeys? It was a very big day in American television.
Okay, it had to be the 60s, right? How soon before that show?
I'll give you the date. That might tell
okay.
you.
Okay.
February 9th, 1964.
According to that, well, that wasn't anything to do with the Kennedys, right?
No, that was a few months after JFK's assassination.
Yeah. I really can't recall anything.
So Davy Jones was on the Ed Sullivan Show on February 9th, 1964, the same day that the Beatles made their U.S. television debut.
Wow.
He was on, so there was a production of Oliver, and he was the Artful Dodger in Oliver.
I do remember that, yes.
And so
I remember it now that you're saying it.
Yep. I think that segment aired before the Beatles came on. So that's, you know, Davy Jones, I guess, beat the Beatles to the Ed Sullivan Show.
Well, now that you mentioned the Beatles, the Monkees, they once outsold the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you might remember one was I'm a Believer with that song.
Yep.
1967.
Written by Neil Diamond.
I'm Your Stepping Stone, that song too.
Yep.
And their biggest selling album of the year was that She. Now, I don't even believe I ever heard that song.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's a little bit more psychedelic.
And did you know that Nikki Dolenz and Michael Nesmith both auditioned to play the Fonz, the Happy Days?
I knew for sure that Mickey Dolenz did, yes.
And they said that they were both too tall. They were way taller than the other members of the show. So that's when they gave it to, what's his name again? Winkler. They said Winkler was 5'6", and he was just right.
Do you?
And another thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you know the name of the TV show that Mickey Dolenz was on as a young boy before he was on the Monkees?
Okay. I'm going to guess. It's because I know another actor that was also in a show when he was a kid. And it was, oh my gosh, the name, Gilligan's Island.
Nope. Mickey Dolenz was on a show. He was the star of a show called Circus Boy.
It sounds familiar, but I don't remember seeing it. But I do know that Kurt Russell was in, what show did I just tell you? Gilligan's Island. He was in when he was just a boy.
Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff as a kid. Yeah, he was in all those Disney movies as a kid.
He was, yeah. Now, did you ever see that movie by the Monkees called Head?
Yes, it's a very trippy movie.
And do you know who wrote that movie for them specifically?
I do. Jack Nicholson.
That's right.
And do you know why they made that movie?
No.
Because they paid the producers of the Monkees, Burt Rafelson and I can't think of the other guy's name, but they paid them a bunch of money, which they then took that money and invested that to make Easy Rider.
Whoa, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I have to say about the Monkees, during their time, they sold over 75 million records.
Yep.
That's what they have under their belt. But they were great, though. I mean, it was more in my time than yours, and we enjoyed it. I know I did. My mother liked it. Yeah, and in the beginning, we were all saying, oh, they're not really playing that music. They're not really. But I knew Davy Jones was singing. I wasn't sure about the rest of it.
Oh, no, they all sang. And then they eventually all played the music themselves, too.
Yeah. And now Mickey Dolenz is the only one. And he has a famous daughter, Amy, right?
Yep.
She was played in an episode of General Hospital. And I remember it when she first came in. She wasn't there a long time. But when she first came in to General Hospital, they had her name in big letters, Amy Dolenz. And when I saw the name Dolenz, I said, wait a minute. That's a famous name. And it's got to be him. And it was the father.
Yep, he's directed a lot of TV shows, although now he doesn't do that as much because he's been touring quite a bit. So
yeah, oh, I'm glad he's still around. He's great.
Absolutely.
That's all I have to say. So have a great weekend.
You as well.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. I'm always happy to talk Monkees. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. That woman's talking about the Monkees.
Yes.
I'm an older person. I remember I was working in an office up in New Bedford at the time, and my son was young, and he says, I want to go see the Monkees. They were coming to Melody Tent. And I took him. It was at night, of course. Do you know, coming back, I got lost because I live here in Fairhaven, but I still go lost up in Nyannis. It was nighttime, but it was such a good show. I remember going with him, taking him. He was a teenager. He wanted to go see the Monkees. And I remember that at Melody Tent. Do they still have shows there at Melody Tent?
They do, yeah. And it can get confusing leaving there because it's kind of in a weird spot in Hyannis. But, it's a great place to see a show.
Especially at night, huh? You know, we got lost and there was no stores open where we were. And I remember it was in the summer, very early summer. And we went to a store and I said, I don't want to get back to Fairhaven or New Bedford. It was so funny. But I remember that my son loved them. He was about 14, 15
so
at the time.
Well, that would have been, how old is he now?
He's 58.
So that would have been, the 1986 reunion tour.
Is that what it was? Oh, there was, you know, there was so many people there on vacation. And there was a young girl near us. She was his age. She couldn't see the Monkees. I guess she didn't have a good seat or something. She came towards us and she says to my son, can I sit on your shoulders to watch them? Because that's what they were doing then, you know, to watch it. We couldn't see it. And he did, but it didn't bother him. He wasn't girl crazy at the time, you know. But I remember that so good, going out there. It lasted so late at night, and I got lost coming back.
Did they have an opening act before the Monkees, do you remember?
No, it was just the Monkees that night.
Okay, because I know on that tour, they had Weird Al Yankovic was opening up some of the shows for them.
Oh, yes, the Polish guy, huh?
Yes, yep.
Used to play Polish music. Yeah, I remember
No, that's
that.
Frank. That's Frankie Yankovic.
Oh, is that a...
They're no relation.
A lot of that. In the 60s and the 70s, they had a lot of those on the radio, would play a lot of Polish, too. And I like that music. Yeah. But I just wonder, when I heard that lady talking to you, I said, I got to call and tell them about Melody Tent.
That's awesome.
So funny.
Yeah. I wanted to go to that show so bad. I lived in Plymouth at the time, and I thought Hyannis was like, you know, forever away. I didn't realize it was like a 15-minute drive, but I wanted to see the Monkees so badly, but my parents couldn't get tickets.
No. I worked up in an office. It's not even there anymore. It was, they made dresses. It was a big factory up on, I don't know if it was Dean Street, way up, it's Tabor Mill today, I think, or near there. And it was a big factory. They made expensive dresses, and I worked in the office there. And I was able, when I heard about the Monkees, and he says, Mom, can you get me tickets? He heard it on the radio. So right away, I went and I ordered tickets, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a nice show. I used to like Melody Tent.
I love it there. If you got a really, really good seat, it was like you were right up there on stage with the artist.
I know it. Well, with the Monkees, it was mobbed, you know. They couldn't even stand. It was so crowded. Yeah.
I believe it.
I figured I'd let you know that, you know, going back in my years. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. And have a good holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was, so the Monkees reunited for the 20th anniversary of the TV show. And what happened was, you know, the show was popular when it first came out, and then it kind of faded in popularity. There were some issues with Don Kirshner, who produced the music, and, you know, things kind of just fell by the wayside a little bit in terms of how much the producers really had their heart and soul into that. They wanted to get into actually making films. This was just kind of their foot in the door, capitalizing on the Beatles craze to be able to create this band and this TV show. And so the Monkees themselves, they did so Head is a very weird movie and it's not for everybody, but they also did a TV special after the show called 33 and a Third Revolutions per Monkey. And that's just some wild stuff too. Very, very psychedelic, very trippy stuff. And then after that, they put out some albums with different combinations of the members. Mike went away from the Monkees and was releasing stuff with the First National Band and some solo albums and everything. And then in the 80s, now it never really went away. The show was always in reruns, like on Channel 56. I used to watch it on 56 as a kid. But in the 80s, MTV got the rights to the Monkees and started rerunning them in these marathons. And then they became hugely popular again. So for the 20th anniversary, they put out a reunion album, and then they went on a big world tour. Mike didn't take part. He had all of his other projects going on. He had his video ranch company making movies and videos, music videos and things like that. So, and of course, it is true. His mother did invent liquid paper, not whiteout, liquid paper. So he always had that in his background, but he didn't get money like people thought that he got from that. There was no big inheritance from liquid paper. But anyway, the three other Monkees, Peter, Davey, and Mickey, all reunited, went on this tour. Then they put out an album in 88 called Pool It that didn't do as well, but it had some good songs on it. Maybe I'll play one of them when we come back from a break. And they also had a lot of like state fair shows, things like that in the ensuing years. I remember seeing it was Davey and Mickey at Boston's City Hall Plaza for the free Oldies 103 concerts back in the day. They used to have the free summer concert series, and my family would go up to a bunch of them. And my mom's car broke, and we were supposed to go see the Monkees on a Saturday. That's when they did these concerts. And her car broke, and she didn't have a car for us to get up there. And I don't know why we couldn't take my dad's. But we ended up renting a car. We rented this convertible Chevy Cavalier, beautiful car, you know, the sporty looking one, and drove that to Boston and went and saw Mickey and Davey. And then I saw Mickey and Mike a few years ago, about a month before Mike passed away. Never got to see Peter, but, you know, I'm happy that I was able to experience the Monkees live a few times. But then they also came out with the new Monkees in the late 80s. You know, because again, capitalizing on the popularity of the Monkees, they said, well, let's put out a new band together with new music. And so they had this syndicated show called The New Monkees that wasn't nearly as good, but it still was kind of weird and kind of fun and had some decent music. I was actually listening to The New Monkees this past Saturday. I was playing the album on Amazon Music. So, because I'm Facebook friends with a couple of the guys, and I saw Marty post something. I was like, you know what? I haven't listened to that album in a while. I'm going to put it on. So I did. So yeah, Monkees super fans, always welcome here. I've got to take a break though. We'll be back in a few moments. So that was the big hit off Pool It, and it was 1987, not 1988, so I was off by a year. But I think I got it in 88. But yes, Pool It, kind of a disappointing sales album, but the video for that song, Heart and Soul, is like classic Monkees. It's very, very much like the TV show. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great song. It's a great 80s pop song. Like, they really did a great job of capturing that sound again. But all the old original stuff. And I did promise Mary I would play She, because she wasn't familiar with that song. So I will do that as well. Maybe when we come back from the news, which we'll be going to in just a few moments. But before we go to the news, it's the weekend, right? And when it's the weekend, you know what I like to think about? Getting myself over to Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Especially this weekend, because I'll probably go pick up a few things to have on hand for Christmas. Because I know spending time with the family, I'm going to want to bring a few things to drink. I still have some stuff left over from Thanksgiving that we didn't get into that I got at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. But they've always got great items for sale. And you know what else they have? They've got gift certificates. So if you need something to give someone, or a Secret Santa gift or a Yankee Swap gift, if you are one of those folks who, you know, waits till the last minute to buy those and hopes that you get the gift back that you bought yourself, bring a Stevie's gift card. They are going to be open on Christmas Eve from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll be closed on Christmas Day, but then they'll also be open on New Year's Eve, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on New Year's Day. And I'm probably going to head on over there for New Year's Eve as well to be able to get a few things. Although, I still got a whole bunch of stuff that I'm enjoying at home that I got at Stevie's. So stop by 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And remember, it is the home of the Purple Dot, so you can try before you buy. So if you're not sure if you're going to like something, if it's got that Purple Dot, you can ask for a sample and give it a try first. They also have the ability, they always have four different wines that you can taste as well in the little machine there. That's a little cooler, so that you can bring something to Christmas. You can bring something to New Year's, whatever it may be, that you've already tasted and know will be a hit. And if you're not sure about anything, they can always make recommendations. They know their stuff over there. That's what I like about going there. I not only can get great drinks at great prices, I can learn about it as well. Just the other day, somebody made mention of a worm in tequila, and I got to say, well, actually, if it has a worm in it, it's mezcal, because real tequila only comes from blue agave, and they don't put worms in that. And how did I know that? I learned it at Stevie's. So stop by 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and you will find the perfect gift for someone there. And make sure you pick up one of those ornaments that they're selling, because the money raised from those goes to the Fairhaven Veterans Center. They also have a couple limited edition Budweiser steins that they posted on Facebook that might still be available. They only had two. So get over there and see. You may still have a shot at getting one of them. All right, well, we're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. We can take app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I never got any Christmas wishes from anybody on the voicemail to drop into our Christmas music programming. So I guess you'll just have to hear me throughout it. But you can still record one of those if you want to send those over using the open line voicemail feature on the WBSM app. You can send us voice messages anytime using that, any time of day, day or night. Even when we're not here, you can send them to us. But right now, speaking of day or night, he's here to give you the news. The one and only Phil Devitt with all the top stories of the day.
A government shutdown not out of the picture. Amazon workers on strike. And it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a familiar face back on the big screen.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The House is rejecting the latest spending bill that would avert a government shutdown. In a Thursday evening vote, almost 40 Republicans voted against the 116-page proposal, which was supported by President-elect Trump. Democrats voted mostly along party lines, opposing the bill that included disaster relief money and funding for farmers. Luigi Mangione is now facing federal charges that, upon conviction, could trigger the death penalty. The 26-year-old, accused of assassinating UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on December 4th, is now federally charged with murder, stalking, and a firearms offense. That's in addition to 11 New York State charges, including murder with a terrorism enhancement. Amazon workers are on strike. The Teamsters Union says it's the largest strike against Amazon in U.S. history. Picket lines are up at Amazon facilities in New York City, Atlanta, San Francisco, the Chicago area, and three locations in Southern California. The FAA is temporarily banning drones over several parts of New Jersey, citing special security reasons. Unidentified drone sightings have been rampant over the Garden State in recent weeks, causing concern among many residents. While the federal government has said they found no threat to national security, the FAA's ban lasts through January 17th. The Christmas rush at the airport began on Thursday. TSA spokesman Patty Mancha says they predict that holiday travel will exceed what was seen during Thanksgiving, which set records. She says that some of the top brass will work the security lanes alongside the rank and file to get travelers safely on their way. U.S. population growing at the fastest rate since 2001. That's according to new Census Bureau data. The nation's population grew by nearly 1% and surpassed 340 million people. This comes after a two-decade slump and is now toward more historical norms. The Census Bureau attributes the rise to international migration. And DC Studios is out with the first trailer for next summer's Superman film. The footage gives fans a first look at iconic characters such as the Man of Steel, Crypto the Superdog, the Green Lantern, and Hawkgirl. Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Lex Luthor are all seen in the trailer as well. Superman will fly into theaters on July 11th.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics and the Bulls in Chicago on Saturday, Bruins and the Buffalo Sabres Saturday at TD Garden in Boston, and the New England Patriots host the Buffalo Bills at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough on Sunday. You can tune into the game here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A chilly day out there today and cloudy as well. Temperatures in the 30s pretty much all day long. Afternoon rain moving in and potentially a little snow later, making for tricky driving in the evening. Although We're just going to get a coating of that snow, if anything. On Saturday, partly cloudy, a high of 33. On Sunday, more sun, but will be even cooler. Colder. 24 degrees is your high on Sunday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
From the start, she said she'd never hurt me, but then she turned around and broke my heart. Why am I standing here, missing her and wishing she were here? Hey. She only did me wrong. Hey. I'm better off alone.
And that is She by the Monkees. And it was not one of my favorites as a kid. I always thought it was kind of like slow and plodding. But I came to appreciate it later on when I appreciated the musicianship a little bit more and the song structure and all that. And as I mentioned, the Monkees had great songwriters writing for them. Boyce and Hart, Carole King, Neil Diamond. You know, Neil Diamond wrote A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, and he wrote, of course, I'm a Believer. Carole King writing songs like Pleasant Valley Sunday. Then the Monkees wrote some pretty good stuff themselves on the later albums, too. And actually, Mike Nesmith wrote a huge smash hit song that the Monkees didn't actually record. Different Drum by Young Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies. That was written by Mike Nesmith. And you can hear versions of Mike doing that solo with the First National Band. And also, Mickey did a version of it on an album he put out last year called Dolan Sings Nesmith. It was like a tribute album to Mike where he sang some of Mike's compositions. And there's also a number of different Monkees collections where you can hear alternate versions of some of the songs, including a lot of the times they would have, you know, one Monkee record a song on vocals and then say, yeah, you know what, let's try it this way. So The Girl That I Knew Somewhere, which is one of my favorite Mickey songs, there's actually a version where Mike sings it. So you can find all those different gems, whether you get the CD sets or you want to listen to it on streaming or what have you, if you're a Monkees fan. 508-996-0500. I know, it's one of the things that I'm passionate about is that, you know, people don't give them enough respect. I don't understand why, you know, you can feel like the Four Tops belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But the Monkees don't? So they didn't play their instruments on the first couple of albums. Neither did a lot of groups. And the other part of it, too, is like Good Vibrations is considered one of the greatest songs of all time. I think maybe Brian Wilson plays piano on it. The rest of the Beach Boys just sing harmonies. You get the Wrecking Crew on so many legendary songs and albums. You know, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Well, they were a prefabricated band that was made up for a TV show. So what? Half the bands out there are prefabricated. Boston was a prefabricated band. Bon Jovi is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were a prefabricated band. They were a band that was put together so that they could play the song that John Bon Jovi recorded all the songs and, you know, all the parts himself on. The Foo Fighters were created to play all the parts that Dave Grohl played on the first album by himself. This is not uncommon. It's just Jan Wenner's stupid mindset about it that permeated through other supposed music fans. So, yeah, I am a little passionate about it. They, like Mary said, one of the biggest selling bands of all time. And they just don't get the respect that they deserve. And I want to see it happen. I want to see them get in the Hall of Fame while at least one monkey is still with us. Imagine having Mickey Dolenz perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony with an all-star lineup of other musicians. Needs to happen. You know what? That's going to be on my Christmas list, Santa. Bring me a Hall of Fame induction for the Monkees, and maybe it'll happen now that Jan's, you know, out. One guy shouldn't have that much power anyway for something that, you know, so many people are passionate about. Anyway, 508-996-0500. You don't want to hear me rail on about the Monkees. One of my hopes was when I was doing my nighttime show that I was doing on the internet, I was trying to get Mickey and Mike to come on as guests. And we came close in discussions, but never was able to make it happen. And obviously, you know, Mike's no longer with us, but hopefully I can still get an interview with Mickey at some point. I do have an autographed photo that he sent me hanging up on my wall through our mutual friend Jody. And it's Mickey with Alice Cooper, Groucho Marx, all hanging out together. And Mickey wrote, like, here's Groucho, here's Alice, here's me, and signed it. And Mickey and Alice were part of the original Hollywood Vampires, which started off as a softball team but became a drinking group where they would all go out and party. They were next-door neighbors. They'd babysit each other's kids. And he's got tons of great stories. We have some app chat messages that came in. Grammy says, thank you for taking me back to my teen years with the Monkees. A favorite still. Another favorite, Three Dog Night. Yeah, Three Dog Night had a lot of great stuff. Oh, my message has just changed. I just saw an app chat message that says, turning off the station, sick of the same Hunter Biden conversation every day. Nobody cares. Move on. It's like, when did I mention Hunter Biden? But I just loaded up the wrong messages. Give me a second. I'll get you the rest of them. Let's see. Firefighter Anthony sends in a message. He says, good morning, Mr. W and fellow listeners. Just a reminder to make sure that all of our real Christmas trees have water and don't overload any outlets. Make sure that all our extension cords are Underwriter Laboratories approved. Wishing everyone a safe and Merry Christmas from Firefighter Anthony and the entire New Bedford Fire Department. Safe educators. Well, thank you, Firefighter Anthony. And say hello to Santa if you talk to him before Christmas. I know that you've got that direct line to the North Pole. Also got an app chat message from DSY, who sent a picture of the Headquarters Monkees album and says, this is one of the weirdest albums I have from them. And Headquarters is a pretty weird album. But they get weirder. They definitely got weirder. Let's take a quick call here before I take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love this topic. I'm learning a lot. That's really awesome.
Just the random stuff that's in my brain.
Yeah. No, it's great. And I love the fact that Mary and the woman caller sharing their stories and stuff. This is good. I know you had mentioned a while back that you love the Monkees. So I'm just thrilled for you. I'm glad you're able to do it. So I was looking for that movie. You said Jack Nicholson wrote it. It's called Head?
Head, H-E-A-D, yes.
So Tubi doesn't have it. So I'll have to just try to see if I can find it on YouTube. I doubt Pluto will have it if Tubi doesn't have it. So Were all of them in it, or just a couple of the monkeys?
No, they were all in it. It's a movie. I would say it's a movie about the monkeys, but it's not really about anything. It's just a wild bunch of like scenes, kind of all loosely tied together.
How the heck did Jack Nicholson get tied into doing that? That's
He was friends with the producers of the monkeys, and they were all, you know, kind of buddies hanging out and getting high together and creating stuff together. And so they asked him to come up with a script, a way to kind of tie it all together.
That's neat. All right. Well, that's all. I know you got to take a commercial break. So have a skeddy roo of a weekend.
All right. Hey, it looks like the Fubo app has it, but you do have to have a subscription to it.
Nope.
I don't know if they have a free trial.
They have
a free trial. So.
Oh, and speaking of you with that skincare, that's $800 a year.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep it going.
Yeah. Okay, kiddo.
All right. Take it easy.
Yep. Bye bye.
And let's see. I got to take a break here. Let me take one more quick call before I got to take the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How are you?
It takes a long time for a lot of people to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Todd Rundgren's been around since the 70s, and he's put out over 30 albums, and he's produced some of the biggest bands known, and they just let him in 2021, if you can believe that.
Yeah. There's been a lot of bands that have had to wait a long time.
Long time, where other ones seem to skate in pretty fast, which is kind of weird. But, I'm not surprised that they... and I'm surprised that they won't put him in, or maybe they'll put him in very late. Who knows? Good subject matter as always. Keep up the good work, and it's good to have you on.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend. All right. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right. And as you're getting ready to start planning your holiday meals and have all your holiday guests over, well, where better to go to get all the stuff that you need than the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And joining us, we have Eric on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Tim? How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. What's going on over there today? I'm sure you guys are straight out busy now until the holiday.
Banana town, bro. You know how it goes. Everybody wants prime rib. They want filet mignon. They want prime choice. They want everything, my man.
But you've got it. You've got it all for them.
I do.
What are some of the things that you got on special this weekend?
Special. Everything special.
Yeah, that is true. What are some of the things that you might want to suggest to people that they might not be thinking about heading into the holiday?
I don't know, dude. I got stuffed shrimp. I got beer, wine, French meat pie, something quick. Just, you know, when you don't have time while you're preparing some of this stuff, you know what I mean? Just a lot going on, brother. You know how it goes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody worries about what they're going to serve for their Christmas dinner. They're not thinking about they need something easy to, you know, for Christmas Eve or for the day after Christmas. You know, it's about the convenience.
Yeah, exactly, brother. It's all about convenience. I got a lot of prepared food here. They can come and grab it. That's it, dude. You chew and screw or whatever you got to do, you know?
And what are your hours going to be for this upcoming week between Christmas and New Year's?
I'm open. I always close on Mondays, but I'm open this Monday because of the holiday week. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be open Monday. I'll be open Tuesday till 5, close Wednesday and Thursday, and then I'll open up on Friday again because there's another holiday coming right after that, brother. So if you need stuff, let me know now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, start getting in those New Year's Eve platter orders, right?
Yeah, bro, please do me a favor.
All right, so everybody can stop on by the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and go over there and wish Eric and Joe and Marie and everybody a Merry Christmas, too, while you're at it.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks, bro. Thanks.
All right. You have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, I'll talk to you later, bro.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, man. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. We've got a few moments remaining in the program before we're going to give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. And, of course, Chris is already planning his big Christmas Eve show. You know Chris always does it up right on Christmas Eve. He's always got the cavalcade of guests that come in for that show, and he's going to be doing it again this year. And we'll be here on Christmas Eve. And then we'll take Christmas off. We're going to have Christmas music that kicks off at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. That's going to carry you through until 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. And then it'll be our regular syndicated programming that we have on holidays. We'll be back on the 26th. And then on New Year's Eve, we're going to have just a regular day of programming for you. And then on New Year's Day, we'll be off and be back January 2nd. And things are going to get really exciting around here in January. We're going to have a new co-host on the Fun 107 morning show. So we'll have a new face in the building every morning. They've already made the announcement, so I can tell you the cat's out of the bag. But Michaela Johnson is going to be joining the Fun 107 morning show. If you probably know her work from the Road Show. And if you go to Bruins games, she's the in-arena host for the Bruins games. And now she's going to be here every morning with the Fun 107 morning crew. So, you know, if you like Michaela Johnson more than me, you can listen to Fun 107 in the morning. Just make sure you come back at 9 a.m. for Chris McCarthy. And also, we've got all kinds of great stuff planned for you here on WBSM in 2025. So you're going to want to stay tuned for all of that as well. But right now, I got to take my final break of the morning. Let me get that done, caller. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll finish off with your call right after we take this final break. All right, let's wrap things up with a phone call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
It's on your mind. I got about 2 minutes.
Okay. I remember earlier this week you commented on the fact that you were going to go and see A Complete Unknown at the AMC theaters.
Probably the weekend after Christmas. I think on Christmas I'm going to go see Nosferatu.
Yeah, I'm very interested in your comments on that Bob Dylan film. I was a big Bob Dylan fan back in the 60s. I had every album he ever cut. And I think the guy was a tremendous wordsmith.
Mm-hmm.
And Highway 61 Revisited, there's a cut on there that's about 20 minutes long called Desolation Row.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard that.
I have, yeah.
It's like an epic poem.
See, I'm interested in hearing Lauren Daly's review of the movie because she's the biggest Bob Dylan fan I know. She wrote for the Standard Times for a number of years. Now she writes for the Boston Globe.
Yeah.
And she is like an encyclopedia of all things Dylan. So I can't wait to read her review of the film.
Yeah, and there's another great song on the Blonde on Blonde album when he went electric there, Visions of Johanna. I don't know. Those are my personal favorites anyway, mainly because of the poetry in those songs is just off the charts.
Well, we'll see how Timothée Chalamet does portraying Bob Dylan. There's been a mixed bag from some of the reviews.
Can be disappointing, you know.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they just whitewash it so much into telling the story they want to tell instead of the actual story.
Yeah, and there is really so much to cover when it comes to Bob Dylan because the number of albums that he put out and...